Yeah.
Welcome to the All Man Podcast. We're having casual conversations through the lenses of three different perspectives.
All that shit.
I am the Tony Davis.
Michael Andrew the Brand.
And I'm Wayne. Hashtag, I like movies.
And that's it.
And that's it.
And that is motherfucking it. All right, I got a question. What happens when you're supposed to be doing some shit, some handyman shit around the house, and you realize you don't know how to do that shit? Did you
get my wife to... Have you talked to Misha?
I have not.
Because you... This is not what I want to be fucking talking about right now.
Are we trying to fix something? Are you trying to do something? Like, I'm going to make something.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal.
How does that... I want to know how that makes you feel. It makes me feel like my ego stepped in. I was like, nah, you're not a man.
Because you can't... not no,
you can't
not
fucking hang a picture.
I'm a man, Buddha.
YouTube University.
No, that's after watching YouTube.
Right.
That's after watching my Bob Vila.
Don't make that face.
After three or four videos, too, you be like, I did that, motherfucker. And then somebody else come in and show you one thing that you done fucked up on. Does that make you feel inadequate?
At least you tried, man.
Yeah, that's true. At least you tried.
At least you tried.
See, that's some man shit.
That's trying is important, and it's trial and error. I think trying is...
When you got holes in the wall?
Yeah, no.
I mean...
Nah, like, at least you... At least you
what do you
tried.
Want me to do, man?
Don't get me wrong. Like, most of the stuff I've done, I've completed, but it wasn't a lot.
It just don't look... No, it gets completed. It just don't look like...
Not, mine was life and death. Like, I had to change my brakes. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
Yeah,
if it don't work, then... Hey, no all man
what brakes?
Hey,
we regretfully had to...
Right. He skied it off the
last
road.
Last episode of All Man Podcast. Rest in peace, Tony, baby.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I was trying to put up some, and I've done it before, had success, and this time I didn't.
Got it.
You know what that is, though? That's just ego. Saying, oh, I've done this before, I can do it. But every circumstance is different.
That's true.
No, 100. That's where I think fucked me up, though. It was like, I was like, yeah, I ain't done this before. Nah, I just don't do that. And I started thinking about, like, how you may do something and then some shit, like I've also painted, and you know you'll see like the YouTube videos or you see the videos on social where they do like the three paint method and it takes like 2 minutes and they finish and you be like
the power of editing.
Yeah, nigga, I could do that, and then your shit does not come out like that at all. Like, yeah. Nigga, I did it three up, three down, and a slide across.
You know, Danielson. Paint by numbers was a big thing in the 90s.
They need that for
walls. I mean,
it
was huge. 80s, too. I mean, they sold a lot of that shit.
They need that for walls.
Just saying. Paint by numbers.
It was bad.
I don't know, man. I don't think it... It just depends on if it's a personal goal for yourself.
It
like, trying to do shit, like, more often that is more, quote-unquote, handy.
Yeah, it is not. But I was told, like, I was listening to a radio show, like, 4 or 5 years ago, and they were like... A woman was like, if a man can't do something around the house, then he's not a real man. And I was like, well, fuck you. I don't feel like.
You half dead, motherfucker.
I don't feel like mowing the lawn. I'm allergic to grass, so I don't mow the lawn. I pay somebody to do that shit. And it's on a quarter acre of land. I ain't trying to. And it's hilly. I don't like that shit. I ain't got no riding lawnmower. That shit take me 4 hours. Yeah. Like, I'm cool. So. But then it was just like, you know, if you don't know how to repair this or do this, like every man should know how to do that. And I said, why? Why do I need to know how to do that when I can call somebody and have them, you know, and pay them the money to come do that? And it will take me far less time to do that. I could be doing something else. I moved recently, did it primarily on my own.
Good for you, man.
No, that was stupid. There's a whole lot of foolishness.
You should see Tony Davis's head like, yeah.
There's a whole lot of foolishness.
That about sums it up.
The amount of time that shit took, because that's the thing that we don't realize, I think, until we get smarter. Like, time really is money.
Sure.
Like, the amount of time that I spent trying to move all this bullshit, when I could have paid somebody $400 or $500 to pack up everything, move it to the new space, expertly organize that shit, I wouldn't have this fucking mess in my partner right now.
It's all a process, man. Going back to your question, though, I do think...
He hasn't asked a question yet.
Not a real one.
I did.
Well, he asked how does it make you
when
feel?
When you can't do something. Like,
oh, I thought we was getting into the topic. I'm going to shut up.
Well, that is that's one of the topics.
That is not one of the topics.
Yes, it was.
It was on the fly.
Okay.
Look, man, feel like a man by doing what you want to do to make you feel like
and then we'll
a man.
Go to the next. We'll go to Tone's topic.
Tony.
No, he wrote him in the chat.
Tony.
Go ahead, pull your phone out.
Oh, shit.
He got his phone out.
Yeah, man.
He
Tony.
He hiding.
Listen, man.
Why you keep hitting my mic?
We all old.
What my mic do to you?
We all old. Keep talking, nigga. I'm trying to pull this shit up. Okay, so our other question, since Tone said,
I'm not saying shit. I'm enjoying
your spirits. You catching
I'm
the spirit?
In bad spirits.
Uh-oh. Well, you want to talk about it, Nick?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Me,
we got to ask.
Me neither.
Oh, yeah, I do want to talk about some stuff I started talking about earlier, but that's post-production.
Okay. Also, we got to ask, so you can get it off your chest. Say it with your chest, Nick.
That's him? He's in a bad mood.
I'm not in the greatest mood. I wouldn't say it was a bad mood.
You want to talk about
like
it?
A blah.
You want to talk about it?
Nah, not really.
And this has been the All Man
Podcast. Right. Nah.
This has been the All Man Podcast.
Nah, not really.
All right. So I did want to have this conversation because over the course of the last week, I've been thinking about this. This has kind of been our year topic, overall topic of progression, being better, elevating. So when it comes to our relationships, it could be platonic or it could be romantic. Why do we feed our relationships junk food and then get upset when it, being the relationship, is lethargic, sedentary, lazy, got all types of dis-ease in it? And that came from, like, me listening to more, like, motivation, positive elements, or listening to, like, audio books, podcasts that talk about, like, personal development or business.
Right.
Then got that Thanos. Don't be bringing that Thanos up in here. We don't need nothing fading away.
He doesn't want me to hit his mic.
Like, I keep on moving it. And then, like, I started, like, looking at other folks' stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, their conversations or
you looking at other folks' stuff.
I do that sometimes.
Like on the porn channels?
And I'm not ashamed of it.
Okay.
It's good entertainment. but it's always the girl stuff.
always the girl.
It's always the girl stuff.
Never, I cover my face when the penis comes on.
I don't look at the other stuff.
I don't want to see it.
Something about the end going in and out. It's just weird.
Wait, are you a virgin?
What? You know when you touch the titties and it feels like a bag of sand?
Like a bag of sand, you know?
Sand.
Wait, what?
I know plenty of motherfuckers who have sex with men.
Define junk food in your scenario.
So junk food is the reality TV that has some semblance of a quote-unquote relationship, even though that shit is not real, doesn't look good.
Okay.
It is the people talking about relationships who do not have successful relationships, but talk to you about, like, what you're supposed to be doing and how you're supposed to be doing it. And who are not.
Isn't that us?
No, we are in relationships. Pretty successfully, right now, anyway. For now.
I was just saying over the last 3 years.
I think. But even then, I think we were successful because it was different. Like, the way we were approaching it was not. Like, I'll put it to you this way. When I've had conversations with people about, like, relationships, and they talk about how to navigate through a relationship, it's usually negative. Like, check that nigga phone. You know all chicks cheat. And then you talk to a married couple who's been married 20 years, right? So let's say since the early 2000s. So we can talk about a little bit more of the technology and stuff that comes into the fray. And they talking about, like, trust, and they talking about transparency, they talking about mutual respect and how to navigate through that, this modern society. The two sound very different. And even when we talk to Jazz and Barry, shout out to Jazz and Barry.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and how they navigate through their relationship, it sounds very different than it sounds like health food. As Barry, as the great Lake, he's not late, as the great Barry would say, you know, you gotta give the the sweets with the medicine. Is that what he says?
Yeah.
You gotta
add something to the medicine.
Yeah, so it goes down smoother, yeah. Right? Like,
makes it more palatable.
So when you start having those conversations, it's more like health food. Like, it's still good, but it ain't as good as the fucking salacious, you know, entertainment that we watch on reality TV. That's what I'm saying.
Is junk food just reality TV?
No. It could be the gossip.
That was one of your examples, though.
Yeah, but okay. It could be the gossip. It could be all the other reckless shit that you know is not beneficial, even to yourself. Like, right. With homies. Like, not having conversations because other cats have said, like, you ain't supposed to talk about how you feel. You ain't supposed to admit that, you know, that's some pussy shit. Like, right. Niggas, real niggas don't do that shit. Like,
tighten up.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's junk food because it feel good. It does feel good. Like, all right,
because in that moment, you're identifying with your male peers.
Right.
You feel like accepted. You feel, oh, okay, cool. If I don't talk about this in this moment, I'll be a part of the crew. Can right. I hang with y'all? Can I roll with y'all? Can I be down with y'all?
Right.
Right.
And you don't realize that in that same space, you're creating hypertension for yourself.
Right.
Or negative physiological issues there. So that's why I wanted to hear, like, how do you guys process the junk food versus the health food? What do you entertain? And then do you get upset when you have all these issues coming out of the relationship based on what you fed yourself and your perspective and that relationship?
I think there was a point in time where social media had a bit of influence on my relationship earlier on. This is probably right before I got married. And
was that MySpace, nigga?
How did it have
no, Facebook was real prominent.
Oh, okay.
Facebook, Instagram was like
Black Panther, nigga?
You know. But it was more so the engagement. It was the new toy.
Okay.
And I don't know if y'all remember this, but like Facebook used to have all these little games that you could play. Like, here's 28 questions, answer these questions and then pass it along, right?
Okay.
So then you get caught up. It's like some fucking chain letter shit. So you get caught up in that. And, you know, some of those questions, if you're in a committed relationship, can be questionable. Just depending on the aesthetics of how it's presented.
Give us an example.
Like, who was the last person you've been with that you consider being with again?
Nigga Shaniqua, nigga. Oh, sorry.
Right. Rhonda, nigga. Sharon from Carson, you know what I mean? But
my wife, nigga.
Exactly.
That's the right exactly. answer.
But is it the right?
Play the game. Play the game, nigga.
Is that the right answer?
Which game you playing, nigga? You playing the long game? You playing the short game?
Exactly. So it was a point in time where I was like,
you playing the short game?
No, I played the long game because I knew I was in it for the long haul.
Okay.
So I just was like, fuck it, I'll just deactivate this shit.
That nigga didn't play the game. That nigga reset, nigga. Right. What was the button you could push? Right. You used to be able to push the button on. Oh, man, shit, game
Get
was over.
Get those cameras back on.
Damn, man.
Mortimer, your brother.
Fuck him.
So, to your point, it is junk food if you allow it to be. Like, for instance, we love pizza. Who doesn't love pizza?
Weirdos.
I mean,
I had to scan the room real quick.
Right, like, let me make sure.
I'm still gonna call them weirdos.
You're weird.
You know, that might be an alien.
You eat cheeseburgers with no cheese, don't you? You like that, don't you? But you can put different toppings on a pizza. You can get a different kind of crust. Now they got all these alternatives that you can get. Right. It's really about perspective in those moments, because now you could have a pizza.
Got that short in it again. Adjust your mic, nigga. There you go.
Okay, there we go. You could have a pizza that is, the entire pizza is probably healthier than one slice of regular pizza.
Okay.
Right? So, again, this is all perspective. It's what you want. Are you playing the short game or are you playing the long game? Now,
Tom's playing that long sip game.
If you decide to indulge in junk food, I think there's two things.
Two things. Y'all niggas two suck. Things. All y'all niggas suck.
Two things.
Uncle Tony, thanks for joining.
It's not Uncle Tony, man. If you listen to some of the songs, he repeats himself. It says,
that when she says what you say.
Two things.
Plus, I was drinking my drink because you said again.
Okay, all right, man. Get your bars off.
Shut up, homeboy.
Yeah.
Don't say my name, homie.
But if you put yourself in a situation to consume, you're not only now consuming it, you're consuming it with your partner.
Right.
So how does that there look?
Both because y'all fucked up.
There's a lot of times where you watch mindless television.
Right.
Right?
Isn't all television mindless?
No.
I don't know.
Some documentaries are good.
The History Channel is pretty informative.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Sure it is. Okay. Shark Week. The Food Network.
What about Shark Week?
Come on, man.
Food Network.
That's a hammerhead. It's a great white. So in those spaces, now you bringing along your buddy to eat junk with you.
Right.
Right? Does that make you guys feel comfortable?
Yes.
Is someone at some point in time saying, I'm kind of cool on this. We probably don't need to be doing this.
No. We never. That's the problem with junk food, though. Junk food, by its design, is made to not make you feel satisfied.
I don't know. Ocho Cinco would argue something different.
He might, but Ocho ain't here. So, Ocho, if you want a rebuttal,
sure,
come holler at us
on whatever podcast you're on.
Right, come holler at us. But no, it's actually made to create more hunger. So, like, in that same way, if you're consuming junk food, i.e., just for the sake of this conversation, reality TV.
Sure.
You keep on finding yourself in that same situation where you're like, oh, I got to watch more. And before you know it, you got 8 episodes in and you don't even realize, like, you feel sick.
Lethargic.
You done had enough junk food, like enough sweets, right? Your stomach starts to turn. You done started having, you know, fucking nachos and you lactose intolerant. You gonna have them bubble guts.
Yeah.
But you like, man, shit, fuck it. It was good going down there. It's gonna, I'll rock with it.
Are they happy?
In the moment. In the moment you're elated. You are drug induced.
I mean, I know a lot of junkies that been together forever.
That don't mean that they happy. I know plenty of people who've been together for a long time that are not in fulfilled relationships.
Why you think they still together?
Because they used to each other. They've said it. Like, what the fuck am I, where am I going to go? I know this motherfucker. Partly because of what they've seen transpire and saying, that's what I'm supposed to do.
Is familiarity a bad thing?
Familiarity breeds contempt sometimes. It can. So it's not, it can be bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because then you build a tolerance for it.
Do you think maybe people are building a tolerance for consumption?
No. You just become, because you can't tolerate something that is going to have effects. It has to go somewhere.
You can consume
a lot of junk food and say, oh, I've built a tolerance for it.
Mm-hmm.
No, motherfucker, you fat. You're going to be obese. Like, that's just, it has to go somewhere.
Where
to the midsection, that's where that shit go, nigga.
So even in those spaces, like, because I'm in agreement, so I understand what
sitting right here
the message is,
right.
Okay. Is the junk food is the junk food, and you know, partaking in it may be to your detriment, whether it's via relationship or actual, right? But there are people who have a junk food fix every day, but they run 3 miles a day.
They don't. No, it still has effects. And shout outs to all the boxes that you're hearing in the back, because we're here live at the 404 Smoke Shop
in Atlanta, Georgia,
Camp Creek location. Pull up on us.
Yeah, okay. But I'm playing devil's advocate here, because there are a lot of people that do things that other people deem as junk food or toxic, and they're thriving.
Based on what though?
On whatever their metrics is for success.
So that's my whole point. So you're saying that they're thriving financially, right?
No.
So give me some examples.
They're thriving in their relationship, whatever they deem that, whatever they consider the
give
success
me some
of their
examples.
Relationship. Okay.
Maybe they do have a relationship where they sit down and watch a reality show together.
And then they may dissect it.
If happiness is our metrics of it's what we're using to say success, then that would be it, correct? Because you said people who are comfortable, you know, breeds, what is it, contempt, I believe you said?
I said familiarity can't breed contempt, yeah.
Right. But what's success? In this conversation, what is success first? We have to define that before we can say anything is either good or bad.
So let's do that. So Wayne, what is success for you?
Happiness.
And Tom, happiness, success for you?
Yes.
So for me, success, a successful relationship is about balance and upliftment. That doesn't, happiness is
we're talking romantically?
Yeah. Even in a romantic relationship, happiness is the byproduct of those other things, to me.
The byproduct of what you're saying.
Yes.
So ultimately you're saying the same thing.
Well, no, because here's the thing. If I say, if I'm in a relationship and I say, hey, us being entertained is good. That's fine. If we watch 3 hours of whatever, you know what I'm saying, and that was fun, we dissected it, you know, to Tony Wayne's point, like, that's cool. If I then am saying, for me, we're watching a marathon of reality television, right? Or we're watching a reality of the gossip of the websites or whatever, right? The podcast or whatever.
Yeah.
One, that's not good for me. That brings me down. That brings my vibe down. That brings, like, all that. Two, what we end up finding ourselves talking about is not real.
That's not what we're talking about. Let me pause.
Okay.
Whatever it is that you do together that contains the metaphorical junk food.
Right.
We're going to put that in a pen. We're going to put a pen in that.
Okay.
You made a statement that happiness is a byproduct of uplifting and what was the other thing?
Uplifting and balance.
Okay. If you have that, right, uplifting and balance, and you don't have happiness, would you stay in that relationship romantically?
Yes.
Why?
Because from that, there's going to be, and we've had this conversation as well, fulfillment. And fulfillment for me, which we've had, never changed this, is far more important than me being happy all of the time.
That's not what I said.
Then it's more important than me being happy.
Okay.
Yeah.
But fulfillment is synonymous with happiness.
Says who?
Says me. So you have joy. Fulfillment brings a positive state of being. How about that? Call it whatever you want to. Call it blue dog shit. I don't give a shit. Fulfillment is not a negative as it is not does not have a negative connotation to it. It has a positive one.
But positivity does not and happiness are not synonymous.
Fair enough. That's why I changed it.
Yeah.
But a positive being, right?
Yeah.
So whatever it is that you're doing, you're getting something positive. If Wayne and I change our definition of happiness to equal what you're saying fulfillment is, then you're fulfilled in our definition. The language we're speaking is happiness. Let me rephrase. Yeah. Let me just put it plainly. You're not going to stay in a relationship in which you are not getting something positive out of it. If so, I mean, you can do what you want to do, but no, I'm going to talk about you horribly.
No, we're in agreement there. Okay. In that space, unhappy. In that space,
and then
though,
you'll be unhappy.
But in that space, though, when we start talking about balance, right?
Mm-hmm.
You work out.
Because I think you're taking it a little bit too particular.
You know I take it to particular.
Right. And that's
poetical. I mean, you know me, nigga.
And that's perfect for you know our show.
Nikki, you know.
Because we would
how
say.
How long we been doing this?
Right. I think we would say different things if we had to take it a little bit more. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I wouldn't just say, oh, happy. That's kind of generic.
No. And for the sake of this conversation, right? My thing is, when we work out, all of us worked out. All of us are working out. All of us getting back into that groove.
I've been off.
Okay. What? Well, me how and Tony. How long has it been?
About 2 months.
Okay.
You haven't worked out in 2 months?
Yeah.
No walking, no
that's
biking?
That's why you feel like shit.
Yeah.
It's probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Dave.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like crap. That's why I work out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like,
I am 100% with you.
Like, I got to do something to get the negative
out of
that's,
this.
But that's it off. That's my point, right?
He's so about when to we use this, he's about
no, so
to
when
it.
We so when we work out, right? No, but that ass. When he's we work out,
it.
Right?
He's running it. With
we
it.
Be like, fuck, the shit sucks. I am not happy right now.
Word,
right? Mm. I'm probably not happy. Fucking 2 hours after that, you be like, damn, I'm tired. But then somewhere around hour 3 or 4 or maybe an hour later, whatever, you catch that energy and you like, oh shit, man, that shit sucked for the hour and a half, 2 hours, 45 minutes, whatever your workout was in the balance, right? So now I can have, in from tone, I can have the ice cream, I can have the pizza because I can offset and you're, especially for you personally, right? I can offset that with the working. That's why I'm working out, so I can
that's
do that.
Part of it, yeah.
Right. But so it's so many people who may take, not, I'm using Wayne here as an example, but the Wayne route, they're not working out. They're still eating poorly.
Oh, well, that's bad. That's but, not a positive.
but I'm saying, but they'll oh, do that no, with somebody. Bad. They'll do that with somebody else, right? And then they'll be like, but it feel good.
That's a triple cheeseburger, Jack.
Hang on.
Okay. You do
this
it?
Is a McDowell.
For me.
For me.
For me. It doesn't feel good. It's what you stated right. earlier.
Right.
It's just designed to make me keep doing this because I'm right. looking for it to feel good.
Right.
So I keep doing it, but it's really not.
Right. But it's and also, that's the danger for me.
And that's also speaking to...
From my point of view, right. it's a danger for everybody.
Right. So I agree. And both of you gentlemen are right because it also circles back to the initial conversation about what we deem as junk food. Because if you have stamina in your relationship, if you're consistently evolving, at some point in time, you're going to say, yeah, we can watch this show right now, but we're not going to watch this shit no more. Or like, we're going to get to a point where we're finding other things to do to fill that time right. with that junk food that we had before. And now it's not even going to feel like, oh, I'm supplementing junk food. Because, you know, we all know when you start cutting sugar out, when you start cutting junk out, your body starts saying, hey, we finna pass Five Guys. So we used to stop in here.
Number six. I need that number
fuck
six.
What you doing?
I like, need number six.
Pull the cough.
That's why I get to drink.
Right, like, pull the cough. Until your mind and your body is conditioned, like, I don't really need this. It's good. It's good. And I might can have it, but I don't really need this. I think that's what it boils down to, is the conditioning of your relationship, the conditioning of your personality, the conditioning of your character. At some point in time, you're going to be like, I don't really need this.
Well, for the same reasons that Michael Landry spoke in the past about always being happy, I say the reverse in that situation. Can't always be down. You got to have some,
yes,
you know.
Yes. Something to pull you up.
Yeah. I mean, well, not just something to offset
the craziness.
Whatever you've been doing.
The chaos. Sure.
You know, a cigar, like Call Me Dave says.
Yeah.
I will ask this real quick. So are you saying, Michael Landry, excuse me, are you saying that your relationships are business? Like, you do things, like, what are you in a, what is the benefit of you being, or the even the thought of being in a romantic relationship? Not that I would disagree or agree. He fixing his collar, that's what he's about to
do. You know, it's go time.
But you know what I'm saying? Does that make
sense? Nigga, love is love, family's been, no, I'm like, no, there is, part of the reason why I've had such difficulty in finding the relationships over the course of the 3 years.
By the way, I disagree with you finding a relationship. Somebody said that over the weekend also. I think you have to make them.
Okay, so I'll still...
I think more work goes into making a relationship than finding somebody compatible.
Okay. Well, that's topic next topic.
Yeah, sorry. I just wanted to put that
out. No, and I appreciate that. When I was looking from my context right here, right? When I was looking for the balance, you know... It's just be honest. I want some authenticity. I want to know who I'm dealing with very early on. Fuck all the lofty and beautiful and that. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit early on. Because I can get lost in the sauce with that. Nigga, I'm real Drake, Wale, you know what I'm saying, emotional nigga. So, like, that's dangerous for me, right?
Oh, this flower bomb face ass nigga.
That shit was fire, though. So, in that space,
my
when
ambition.
I'm...
ambition.
So when I'm having those, when I'm in that, I do want the love. And with the understanding that love is, this ain't a movie, dog. Like, there's some very real shit that we're going to have to navigate through. And if I got to navigate through that, which is one thing you've always been on me on, is like, are you going to work through this and stick with this person despite flaws? And I realized, even within this last 4 or 5 months, like, oh yeah, if it's viable, if the relationship is viable, if the relationship is healthy, right? Ain't nothing wrong with me having some excess seasoning and salt on my dish. But where I am in life, I don't want fucking burgers every day. I need some greens. I need something that's gonna keep my system regular, keep my mind clear.
Some avocado toast.
If you're not helping you, if it's not helping you, then what are you really doing with it?
Right. So it becomes, I gotta move away from the feel good of the junk food, fat ass, pretty smile, whatever, whatever. But she ain't got no fucking sense. And she get on my goddamn nerves. And she got all these other bad habits that I'm not, or she doesn't think through shit.
That doesn't sound organic. You can't get that at Whole Foods.
That definitely has red dot number 7. Yes, it has some red dot number 7. Right?
Too many chemicals.
So that's and I end up not being happy.
Sure.
That's the thing that sucks. Is I eat the, it's like when I was telling you, you know what I'm saying, 6 months ago, nigga, yeah, I went through the whole thing of donuts. The 45-minute sitting session, and it was good. That shit was amazing going down. Them six, fire. And then I'm hurled over in the fucking fetal position because my body's like, what the fuck did you do to me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you ate 6 donuts.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Right, so it becomes that conversation. But when I have some water, when I have natural fruits, like when I've had like dried mangoes and like I had that probably 3 or 4 days ago, I had some dried mangoes in the morning because I wanted some like pastries and was like, oh, this shit, the shit, nigga.
Yeah.
I had that with some ginger tea and was good. And so I think it's also that other thing. Like we have this idea that the sweets can only come from the candy bar.
Sure.
And we forget, like, it's natural sweetness. In that same space, there's natural entertainment when we sit down and talk. That was going to be the one thing that I wanted to make sure that I leaned on a little bit is I have no problem with the people who watch the reality television or watch the gossip sites, whatever. My concern oftentimes is y'all aren't having any conversations about your relationship.
And so we
yeah, so we become this voyeuristic society. You know what I'm saying? The doors are no. So we become this voyeuristic society that keeps us from focusing on our own shit. Like we're so quick to judge the Kanye West and Kim Kardashians of the world, and you like, nigga, you can't get your life together. You ain't seen your kids. You know what I'm saying? You bought your other shorty all this other shit, and she played your ass. Like
real easy to.
To point,
look down,
right.
You know,
and that nigga got weight. That nigga up. You looking down, but that nigga up.
He can buy the house across the street from his
from right.
He can do
but
that.
Even still, if you guys are in the same boat, then how are you? It's easy to talk about somebody else, to, right? You know,
sure.
So that becomes the question. Moving on to the topic you had just made mention of. I wanted to make sure we hopped on to that
because what I say?
We were just talking about Nigga, I didn't remember. I remember. I said it because you, the one you just, we said we were going to table it for 2 seconds.
Well, why are we still talking about this? I also think that fasting.
Okay.
Because alternatively, since I haven't been working out, I've been fasting a lot more, which has kind of been giving me a balance.
It's not how that works, but okay.
It's been giving me a... Well, it's been putting me in a better state to consume, cleanse, get my body out of this lethargic, you know, dormant state.
You know, so you're eating healthier.
I'm trying.
You know what else will do that?
Do or do not. There is no try. Okay, go ahead.
That's true. I can't say I ain't had, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean.
You sound like one of them. You sound like one of them. I'm not going to say it.
But fasting has, in perspective to exactly what you're speaking to, when you take yourself out of a situation for an extended amount of time, whether that be consuming something or interacting with someone, even your spouse, even the person that you're doing life with, shout out to Cocktails with Carly, It gives you a better perspective.
Right.
It gives you a better understanding of, because you might have been going hard with this relationship shit for months, and you be like, this shit ain't really panning out how it was before. Like, why? And then you just have to step back.
Right.
And you, of course, you let your, look, I'm stepping back. I'm changing the way I approach certain things just so I can have a better perspective on it.
Or the other side of that is that you're doing life with somebody and it's great, but it's all encompassing and consuming.
Yeah.
Because then that can be just as damaging potentially, because you start to lose yourself. Like, fellas don't ever talk about the fact that they can start losing themselves in a woman as well.
I'm not changing,
you know, I was waking up every day at 5:30, and now, you know, I'm with shorty and she feel good in the bed, and so I sleep in.
That was a perfect example.
Yeah, now I ain't worked out. Or shorty like to smoke a little, you know what I'm saying, and that wasn't my thing, because I know that I have, you know, even myself as Michael, I am impulsive and I am compulsive. So if, for example, shorty like smoke a little weed and I like the weed, well, shit, now, hey baby, you can't go get that law, you know what I mean? Can we go get some?
Hey man, you can't see y'all later with the bag, man.
No, I said, can we? I don't know. Yeah. I ain't got the connect. She might, you know what I'm saying? So then that, then you start leveraging that.
A whole
you
know conversation. What I mean? Right. You don't want to do that.
Right. So it can become something, or I was eating properly, eating healthy. Yeah. And now she wanted, because she love her bae, she want to make smothered pork chops and fucking mac and cheese. Nigga, I'm like Tyson Tyron, nigga. I can't.
You really do like mac and cheese.
I do like mac and cheese, but my body does not. My body is not fucking with me after that. So, like, but it feels good in the moment.
More for me.
But it feels good in the moment. So I think that.
Y'all got a microwave?
Let me go. Let's go and throw it up in there real quick.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about. Is like, you had this goal, you had this perspective, and then you get with somebody, and if you're not careful, if you're not willing to take a step back and say, hey, or set a standard, yo, this is what we can have fucking cheesecake on the weekends. But Monday through Friday, I can't be doing all that shit.
Yeah.
And here's why for me. But on weekends, you know, I'll make some concessions. On weekends, we can watch the reality TV show. We can watch a marathon. We can binge watch that shit. But I'm not going to consume that during the week because I got stuff that I got to do. I want to be focused. And even with me, when I've talked to women who, like, watch a lot of that shit, The issue for me is the undergirding of junk food. Even though you may not see the effects because you didn't gain weight or you didn't, it's still affecting you. You go into the doctor's office, they say you got high blood pressure. You go into the doctor's office, they say that you're having some
high cholesterol,
but you ain't got diabetes, but there's some other element that you're dealing with from high fructose.
Overworking your organs.
Right. So then, in that same space, I can't tell you how many times I ask a chick, like, oh, what's your favorite TV show? Real, Love, and da-da-da-da, right?
Real.
I ain't thought.
Where you meeting these?
You know, around the corner. At the, you know.
Built for fun, man.
Right. But you start having
that conversation.
That's not
Ford Tough.
Never.
Right. And then you start having a conversation, and you like, what books are you reading? Or what are you learning about, like, right now? And this had happened recently, but I had a young lady one time be like, books? I've been graduated. I said, bitch, if you don't.
And this has been the All-Man Podcast.
No, boy.
What? I said, what?
How long ago was this?
This was about 8 years, 8 or 9 years.
I'm about to say, when I first graduated. And we're just hearing this?
Nah.
I was like, heated.
So it was about 7. So this was right when I got back to Atlanta.
So did you stop reading when you start?
Nigga, do you know
furthering
the
education?
Date was over. Yo, I was like, dead ass was like, yo, check.
That's not even a funny joke.
It's nigga,
cause look, she can't read the check when it comes. What you gonna do?
But you know the saddest shit was she had a master's degree.
She wasn't an idiot.
Unintelligent woman.
Yes,
right?
She was.
Okay, fair enough. She was educated, but she was not intelligent.
Yeah,
right? So I've had those conversations. I've had conversations with women, and you hear conflict resolution being violent or being angry and aggressive. And they don't. It's junk food comes up.
Yeah, but I think that it's.
She wanted to disagree.
Right, like, right.
I don't want to disagree, right. But I just think that doesn't always play a part in relationships. I think that was, you know, how your parents,
other junk food.
In this metaful that we're going with.
They was feeding you junk.
She likes sweet and sour chips and annihilators, man.
And hot Cheetos.
You know, sweet and sour chips. I gotta hang out with you.
Yeah, I don't know about it. You put us on the peach joints.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, the knee high. She knew about the knee high.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, that's classic.
I still
can't find them chips.
Which one?
Yeah, I think
they will have a
salt and vinegar huts.
Nigga, yes. Okay.
They got to be kettle.
They got to be kettle.
I told you I had some, and I was like, "Oh, this is it. like this is what it was."
I think we got to go to one of those old stores that they have at that.
Fuck with the dirty floor.
That certain barrel restaurant that they have all the throwback.
Oh yeah.
They got rugs in there from department stores.
Yeah.
This ain't Macy's.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Cool. You gotta go
to Macy's rug here.
Or find the
Mr. Raymond.
But no, Raymond.
That's ain't Raymond.
Yeah, I agree with that statement. You know, bringing that type of unforeseen, like if you can't acknowledge it and I gotta find out the hard way,
right?
Those are good questions to ask. Hey man, you know what kind of shows you like to watch?
Right.
Like, guilty pleasures.
Right.
Guilty pleasures.
Well, see, I love both of those questions. What shows do you like to watch and what are guilty pleasures? Because when I've had young ladies first tell me that their favorite show may be like, oh, I love watching House Hunters. Oh, okay, cool. Like, that's like, bet. Well, we can do that.
Where would you go if you could go anywhere?
Right. It starts.
House Hunters International questions go. Three destinations.
Right. It starts conversations.
I love that show.
Right. But if you're telling me I like watching fucking Real Housewives, I ain't got nothing for you. I ain't never seen it. Well, that's a lie. I've seen it.
That's not your thing.
But yeah, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I don't want to know what's going on.
And exactly.
No. I think those things bleed into you.
Thank you.
Sure. Yeah.
So that's it's the same thing. That's why I'm always concerned, even with us. Like, I appreciate you fellas that you guys want to know more, that you read and explore some shit we may not even agree on all the time. Some of the time, it'd be like most of the time for a little rock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and the fact that we have to engage on that level is important to me.
I think that's I don't know what to call it. I don't want to.
I think it's maturity.
I think it's something that says, hey, we want to be better.
Right.
Because there are a lot of people that don't.
You're right. We do want to be better. And Coming to America 2 is trash.
What?
Okay. I don't know where that came from.
Trash.
No, what did you say was trash?
Wait. The other movie.
Okay.
The other bins.
Thank you. Yeah. I didn't know. Didn't even know there was another one.
Honorable unmentioned.
There you go.
Hey, man, what's the difference between
a 4.0 and a 4.6?
About 30 to 40 grand cocksucker beat it. That was that, yes. So, yeah. I mean, I think it ends up being when I'm around home, it becomes that same conversation. If you listen to coming full circle, when I listen to the motivational stuff, talk to me about the 4 or 5 people that you hang around the most. I'll show you your net worth and I'll show you where you're gonna be in 5 years. Right? And it's a frightful thing because sometimes junk food is just the familiarity of your block, or it's the familiarity of your friendship and your kinship.
Comfort food.
That's what I was gonna talk to you guys about this show.
Okay. Were you talking about it on air or post? Oh, okay. So it becomes that danger, because even fatbacks and pig feet and all that other shit that we love to eat as black folks, comfort. You know, it was cold in Texas and my family was all on the fucking group chat talking about, oh, I wish I had some chitlins. I was like, y'all some nasty motherfucker. I love y'all.
You didn't put that in the group chat though.
Fuck me, I ain't crazy.
Some nasty motherfucker.
Shit be the came through the phone. Bow, 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 bow.
Let him in choke.
You know what I'm saying? I can't. I would have been adjusting my collar for something different.
Right.
But like the fact that we'll do that, or like shit, me being from Texas, as much barbecue and shit as we eat, like much shit as we eat that's unfucking healthy.
Whatever.
And we that shit is amazing. I'm not
brisket,
knocking it.
Brisket.
The burnt ends. Smoke ring. Nigga, them burnt ends. But man, it should be a luxury. And I got homies who eat that shit literally every weekend.
Gotta be careful.
Gained fucking almost 150 pounds. And you can't. That's an addictive thing to like, bro. The shit is good. It's comforting. And then that becomes a security for you.
When it doesn't make you happy, you are too far in.
Right.
Like I was having this conversation with my girl. I was like, always eat, do what you want.
Okay.
So I learned this lesson smoking cigars. I would have 5, 6, 10 good sticks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have some cheaper sticks, but cigars are not about how much it costs.
Sure.
Right. So I'd be like, man, but you're so excited. You know what I mean? You got a whole bunch of high-end, high-quality sticks. And here's a $7, $8 stick that has my name on it for today.
Right.
I want to smoke this one. What do? I'll smoke the $20 stick.
Mm.
I'll smoke the $40 stick.
Right.
And then it's just like, but I didn't feel like smoking the $40 stick. So now I just wasted a $40 stick.
Right.
And I didn't enjoy myself.
Mm. Right. Yeah.
So always understand you have to pay to, you know, like, oh, I want to eat. I'm drinking.
Right.
Yeah. I got to pay for this tomorrow.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But if that's what you truly want to do, and Wayne helped me, I guess, come to terms with this and how to make it more palatable for myself. He said, you know, we all have vices.
Right.
And so do those things. But when you're doing them just to do them,
right,
then it's kind of, you're not. Speaking of happiness or fulfillment,
right?
I'm fulfilled, or I'm happy when I'm fulfilled,
right?
So when I've accomplished my to-do list, I was productive. I had to do some extra activity,
right?
But I'm fulfilled, and that makes me happier,
happy. Right?
So always do what you eat. If you feel like eating ice cream, eat it, but don't just eat it because it's there,
right?
So don't just watch it because it's a weekend and you have something to do,
right?
If you feel like watching the show, watch it.
Right.
But if it's not making you, that's why I stopped watching Ozark, by the way.
Yeah.
It was like, it's not doing anything for, I want to have a conversation, you know, with the fellas or fit in or, you know, all these things, but it's not doing anything for me.
Yeah. Right.
So I stopped.
That's big. Because everybody can't do that.
I mean, it's not for, like, it's designed to keep me in.
Yeah. Exactly.
So after season, whatever. Watch another season. I can't wait. No, I'm
good. And you got 7 seconds.
Right.
And I'm like, you got seven seconds to make that decision.
And I'm like, you know what? This is not.
Resume?
Right. No, it's just going to go.
Right. And then fuck it.
So I was just like, I'm done.
Right.
I want to do something that's going to be more fulfilling.
Right. I'm with that 100%. Wayne?
Junkies. We're junkies for junk food.
We're junkies.
Is that the name of the show?
It should be.
Okay.
Junkies for junk food. I don't have anything. That was great, Tony.
Yeah.
I'll take a piece of that all, man.
Hey, man, I was just piggybacking off y'all.
Yeah, we just, you know, synchronized.
They crank up the air?
I know, nigga. Got cold as fuck.
Yeah. I think the blower is working good.
Right? It is not summertime yet.
Right. Did y'all have anything else? I was
No. Outside of that, the doors of the All Man Podcast are open. Please make sure that you contribute to the building fund.
Lord.
Yes, please.
And you can always pull up on us. Thank you to our guests who are quiet.
Yes.
If you have any rowdy guests, just go around.
Try to get them on the after show.
Who pulled up, and you can always pull up. You know, we're here, and we'll appreciate your perspective. We always got an extra mic. So come holler at us.
Yeah.
The doors of the All Man Podcast are open. Please tell a neighbor to tell a neighbor to tell a friend. If you like, if you don't have a podcast home, please.
Yeah, if you're one of those Joe Rogan people, they looks like they're just trying to kick this dude out.
Yeah, man. That's some trash.
They're trying to kick this dude out for saying the N-word. We got to come back to the N-word. I was thinking about bringing it back up.
Now, you wanted to delete the episode.
Because it was too, like, I'm learning that even though we may be raw,
right,
it has to be palatable.
Sure.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So we have to have a conversation before.
You take a little lime juice for raw oysters. I mean, you gotta.
I like the Tabasco, yeah. But go ahead.
There you go.
Yeah, a little hot sauce.
Yeah,
need that.
So yeah, we got to come back to that.
Like, okay.
Anyway, this has been the All Man Podcast. I'm the Tony Davis,
Michael Andrew the Bread,
and I'm Wayne. Hashtag All Man.
We out this beer.
Yep.